This summer, Americans were captivated by soccer as never before. It wasn't just that North America hosted the World Cup. It was also the outsized personalities who burst into consciousness. And yes, the beauty of a game that this sports fan used to find rather dull. The drama around FIFA chief Gianni Infantino has brought us back to earth over his plan to sell a stake in the World Cup to private investors, including, reportedly, a Trump in-law. The threat of a European boycott quashed the plan, but Mr. Infantino himself is not out of the woods. Better to focus on the abiding love of the game, as columnist Ned Temko writes from London. Also, in Africa, women's soccer ruled last week when Malawi, ranked 152nd in the world, beat Africa's top team, Nigeria. Ryan Lenora Brown reports. It's Friday, August 7th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Linda Feldman. First, our curation of news briefs from our writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. The Trump administration proposed restructuring the Head Start program. The proposed changes include deregulation as well as delegating some responsibilities to the states. Officials said the move will save $2 billion. The federally funded program currently has 1,600 operators, ranging from school districts to nonprofit organizations. Changes might include adjusting low staff-to-student ratios and the option to eliminate services to preschool families. Additionally, there will be a 5% cap on administrative expenses, as opposed to the current 15% rate. A new rule would also require all providers to teach lessons in English. Opponents say it is gutting the program and that state licensing requirements are too lax. The U.S. committed additional funding to help the Democratic Republic of the Congo combat Ebola. Despite last year's disbandment of the U.S. Agency for International Development, which had contributed to first responder assistance, recent funding for relief efforts has supported more than 180 health facilities and 8.6 million health screenings. According to the State Department, the additional funding of $251 million will raise the total U.S. direct assistance to $512 million. Also, the world's solar power output tripled in the last 5 years. Data published in a Bloomberg NEF report predicts that current output levels from solar panels around the world will grow from 3 to 9 terawatts by 2036. While China remains the world's leader in solar output, many developing countries have contributed to solar's success by investing in the technology. While the future appears bright for solar, Bloomberg's report noted that the utility of solar's expansion depends heavily on battery storage capacity. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or our app for the latest news. The Trump administration let a contract to provide legal services to tens of thousands of immigrant children lapse. The interruption potentially leaves more children without legal representation in a complex and accelerating immigration court system. Sarah Matusik reports for The Monitor. The U.S. government is slashing two revered national monuments in Utah. What happens next could determine how vast public lands in the western U.S. are managed or exploited. Story Hinckley reports from Escalante, Utah, for The Monitor. President Donald Trump's second administration started with a rapid series of actions that followed recommendations in Project 2025. With the midterms upcoming and Democrats favored to win at least one chamber of Congress, some who support the document wonder whether more could have been done. Victoria Hoffman reports for The Monitor. Older residents of the village of Panzath say hundreds of freshwater outlets once bubbled across this landscape. As the population grew and construction and pollution crept closer to water sources, many springs have since dried up or receded to thin trickles. Residents look forward to the annual cleanup and fishing festival. Contributor Umar Farooq reports from Panzath, India for The Monitor. To view this photo essay in full, visit csmonitor.com/daily. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on how infrastructure is helping wildlife roam one safe path at a time. The old joke, "Why did the chicken cross the road?" has a new, if serious, answer. Because it found a safe passage. For much of the past century, countless species of wildlife have not been able to get to the other side when they needed to. Highways disrupted migratory routes and feeding ranges and increased vehicle-wildlife collisions. But now things are changing, thanks to a shift in public attitudes to designing infrastructure in ways that enhance animal-human safety and longer-term coexistence. From the Americas to Asia, government planners, indigenous inhabitants, conservationists, and ordinary citizens are working together to build highway overpasses and underpasses, adapt drainage culverts, and weave together treetop bridges to allow freer movement of creatures large and small. One of the latest structures, and largest, will open in Southern California this December, spanning 10 lanes of U.S. Highway 101. The overpass is being naturalized with rocks and native plants. Ben Goldfarb, journalist and author of the book Crossings, How Road Ecology is Shaping the Future of Our Planet, offers an expansive perspective of what he calls these giant, striking visual reminders that humans inhabit a shared landscape. "I love wildlife crossings," Mr. Goldfarb said on a podcast last month, "for their ability to remind us that we're sort of global citizens of a planet that we share with wildlife." His 2023 book chronicles that the worldwide movement for such structures is not just feel-good environmentalism, but based on verifiable research that demonstrates efficacy and benefits. In the United States, some 1 million annual vehicle wildlife collisions cost an estimated $10 billion in repairs, medical care, and lost productivity. A 2026 study in Virginia showed that strategically positioned crossings reduced such crashes by up to 97%. In April, the state passed a bill to fund their construction. Utah, Idaho, and Oregon have enacted similar legislation to advance wildlife connectivity. A July 27th report showed that an overwhelming 81% of Americans, including 80% of hunters, support investment in wildlife crossings. And unlike surveys of political or economic sentiment, this one showed barely any variance among Democrats, Republicans, and independents. Even in relatively resource-strapped nations, there is a broad recognition of humans' responsibility toward the natural world. In Southeast Asia, as in the Amazon rainforest, civilians and scientists are constructing woven bridges that can be used by langurs and other apes to safely cross busy roads. These cost only a few hundred or thousand dollars and are made from local materials. India has built 10 of the world's largest wildlife underpasses and overpasses since 2017. In a 40-day period, researchers documented more than 40,000 animals, including elephants, primates, and big cats, using a single such underpass, which extended their feeding and breeding range while reducing potential conflict with humans. Whether a simple sisal canopy bridge or a sophisticated multi-million-dollar structure, wildlife crossings are concrete symbols of people wanting to protect the intrinsic worth of nature. The answer to the chicken joke needs an update. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how we can trust that God is caring for us and discover that we don't have to be harmed by heat. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Mackenzie Farkas, Kalena Anakwa, and Ian Case.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.